Hello, and thanks for tuning in to the 10th and Broad Church of Christ podcast. Today's message is presented by Ken Holsberry, the preaching minister at the 10th and Broad Church. Let's tune in now for Ken's message.
This morning, we're going to be in Psalm 123, this fourth psalm that we are looking at in our series on a journey through the Psalms of Ascents. And as I wrestled with the psalm this week, as I read the psalm multiple times, as I meditated on the psalm, I finally came to the conclusion that this psalm really does not lend itself to be preached. This psalm lends itself to be prayed. Psalm lends itself to worship, because it is a prayer. It's one of the very shortest of the Psalms of Ascents. Most of them are short. They're easily memorizable. They're songs to sing on the journey. And this one, honestly, when we have a playlist for our trips, we usually pick kind of upbeat, energetic songs that kind of get us going. But this is not one of those kinds of psalms. This is what would be called a psalm of lament. But even as a song of lament, it's not a song that has at its heart sorrow or sadness. It's a psalm that has at its heart humility. Faithful, obedient humility. And so I want us just to follow the rhythm and the leading of this psalm this morning and worship through this psalm and pray through this psalm. And it begins by saying, "I look to you, heaven-dwelling God. I look to you for help." Other versions of this particular verse all have this idea. In this one, the heaven-dwelling God, many of them say enthroned in heaven. And so as we begin with this psalm, as we begin with our worship this morning, let us worship and adore and lift up and magnify a God who is enthroned in heaven. He is above anything else. He is above everything else. He is over all. And His perspective from heaven is different than our perspective on earth. And so this psalm reminds us from the very beginning of just who this God is that we love and that we serve. And He is God in heaven. Let's pray and sing and worship with these songs. As the psalm continues, the writer moves from heaven to earth, from God to us. And he says, like servants, alert to their master's commands. Like a maiden attending her lady, we are watching and we're waiting, holding our breath. As the songwriter moves to us, we're made aware of the very difference between us and God. That God is Lord and King and Master and reigns over all in heaven. But we are men and women, and we live on earth. He is the Creator, and we are the created. He's the master, and we're the servants. And as good and faithful servants, and Jesus had so much to say about this when He came, as good as faithful servants, we keep our eyes open and we look. And there's a lot of things that demand our attention as we look. There's a lot of things that are flashy and bright that vie for our attention, that demand our attention. And when we look, we listen, and there's a lot of things that demand to be heard, and their voices are loud, and they're screaming in our ears. But above and beyond all of those things, those of us who are in the Lord Jesus Christ look and listen to only one person, to our God, who is enthroned in heaven. And we watch Him, and we listen to Him. Our eyes are on Him, our ears are on Him, and we wait. We wait. And we wait. Holding our breath. So let's sing about keeping our eyes on Jesus, on our God, and on waiting and watching for Him. We're watching and we're waiting. We're holding our breath and we're awaiting what? Mercy. Your word of mercy. Mercy, God. Mercy. The root word of mercy means to stoop down. And the God who is enthroned in heaven is unimaginable, but He's not inaccessible. And when His people watch and wait and cry out for mercy, He stoops down and enters into our life. The psalmist begins with God enthroned on high. He moves to us as servants who cry out to God for mercy. And it isn't until the very end of his song, of his prayer, that he lays his complaint before God. That he lays his petition before God. That he gets specific with God about the very reason that he needs help and he needs mercy. The psalmist says that he's crying out for mercy, that he's waiting and watching for God because we have had our fill. Have you had your fill? Have you had it up to here? Have you had about all you can take? About all you can handle? Have you had enough? There are just times when we have to come to God, who is enthroned in heaven, who is so above us. We are His servants, and we look up to Him, and we ask Him in mercy to stoop down to us because we've taken about as much as we can take. We've gone about as far as we can go. The psalmist has his specific thing in mind, and this morning you do too. And so as we sing the next songs, our cry to God, Lord, we need You. We need You every hour. I think that the writer of this song invites you, and I invite you, to take your complaint to God. To tell Him what's on your heart, what's on your mind, what burden you're carrying, what trial you're enduring. And ask the God enthroned in heaven who you look up to stoop down in mercy.
Lord.